Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says an Islamic State hacker and recruiter who was high on the U.S. target list was killed in an airstrike in Syria. That story now from VOA's Carla Babb.
Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed August 24th in Raqqa, Syria, according to U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West, including in the United States. The spokesman says Hussein hoped to convince Westerners to carry out lone wolf-style attacks. The military said Hussein was also responsible for recently releasing personally identifying information of approximately 1,300 U.S. military and government employees. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
U.S. military says that Kurdish fighters have successfully cleared territory and freed villages in northern Iraq from the Islamic State. Kurdish forces were helped out by coalition airstrikes in seizing more than 200 square kilometers from the militants and clearing them out of seven villages since Wednesday. Kurdish autonomous region has expanded since the fight against the Islamic State began. United Nations Security Council said it's ready to impose sanctions on South Sudan's warring factions if they do not fully implement a new peace agreement. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir signed a peace agreement with the rebel forces in Juba on Wednesday, a week after the rebel leader Riek Machar signed the agreement in Addis Ababa. This is VOA News. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon says he is horrified and heartbroken to hear that the bodies of 71 migrants were found in a truck on a highway in Austria near the Hungarian border. Many of the victims were Syrians, including children, looking to escape war for a better life in Europe. Mr. Ban condemned human traffickers and human smugglers who often abandon migrants, many of them at sea, leaving them to drown. The UN Refugee Agency is calling on all governments to respond compassionately to the waves of migrants. Melissa Fleming is the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The number of refugees and migrants in the Mediterranean this year has now exceeded 300,000. That includes 200,000 people landing in Greece and 110,000 in Italy.
At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest says the Obama administration deplores the loss of life, is urging governments to prepare for and provide for the migrants. President Obama told American Jewish leaders the nuclear agreement with Iran is the best way to prevent Tehran from getting nuclear weapons. Speaking in a live webcast on Friday, the president pushed back on the notion that the United States is seeking to enhance security cooperation with Israel as a way to compensate it for potential dangers from the Iran deal.
Nothing in this agreement prevents us from continuing to push back forcefully against terrorist activity, support for terrorist proxies in the region, destabilizing activities in the region.
The webcast was organized by two major Jewish organizations that have held similar events with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, opposes the nuclear deal, and the U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, one of the negotiators of the accord. Former U.S. President George W. Bush visited New Orleans, Louisiana on Friday as that city marks the 10 years since Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at a high school where he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He praised the New Orleans resilience and return from the storm 10 years ago. Hurricane Katrina flooded New Orleans, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes. Key U.S. stock indexes were little changed at Friday's close following a week of wild price swings on global markets. S&P 500 and the Nasdaq rose about 0.1%. The Dow dropped about 0.1%. Major European stock indexes were also mixed at the close. Asian stocks mostly rose. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. It's time for another hour of Jazz America to begin here on VOA 1. And on this edition of the program, we're taking you to the Detroit Jazz Festival. Russ Davis here, and from Friday, the 4th of September, through Monday, Labor Day, the 7th of September, the largest free jazz festival in the world will happen in the place they call the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, right on the banks of the Detroit River, across from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Beautiful spot in the world. And at that time of the year, the Labor Day holiday weekend in America, it's just a perfect time. The weather's good usually, and the fantastic music fills four stages in the out-of-doors, all within walking distance of one another, right next to the river, with downtown Detroit all around. It's a beautiful setting. It's a wonderful event with a great spirit, and thousands of people come not only from the Detroit area, but from all over the world to enjoy the music. Let me give you a taste during this next hour of more of the artists that'll be performing at the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival, including a man who's been there a number of times, the great trumpeter Dave Douglas. Last I heard him at Detroit was in a duo setting with the great saxophonist Joe Lovano. Here he'll be leading his own quintet on Sunday, and here's a taste of Dave Douglas's latest work from the album High Risk. The song is Etiquette to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival.
Say, c'est pouf. Lovers say that in France. When they're thrilled to romance, it means that it's so good. Say, c'est pouf. So I say it to you, like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought, and it's this, dear. It's so good. Nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, say, see. Mm-hmm.
with a host of instrumentalists at the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival. A number of fantastic vocalists will be there too, among them Renee Marie. That's a cut from her album entitled I Wanna Be Evil, with love to Eartha Kitt. That's her version of the classic song C'est Si Bon. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we are previewing the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival. One of the great players who'll be there is the wonderful trombonist Steve Turay, and he's doing something that is certainly part of the festival experience, playing in an all-star band. He'll be performing with the Steve Turay Rahsaan Roland Kirk Birthday Celebration Band with special guest Detroit's own James Carter. He'll also be part of a panel discussion. So he's going to be a busy man at the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival. I caught up with him at another event and had this conversation. We'll follow that with some of his latest work, Spirit Man. Steve Turay joining us here on VOA's Jazz America. Steve Turay is joining us, the king of trombone and the Sanctified Shells as well. And I wish I had time to get the whole story about how the whole shell thing came about. I know the folks around the world have heard me play in your music with the shell. Yeah, so could you give us a quick story on how that came about?
Well, Rahsaan Roland Kirk used to play a shell. And he would just hold the note and circular breathe. You know, he was the real champ of holding the note, not Kenny G.
Yeah, right.
And the tone was so beautiful, I asked him, could I try it? And he said, yeah. And then I decided to get one, and that was 1970.
Amazing.
And then it just kind of evolved, you know.
Well, you know, Demosthenes went down to the ocean, and he got these rocks and put them in his mouth so he could be more articulate. Did you go down to the ocean and pick up a shell and modify this thing? Is that
I've done it a few times, but generally speaking, I buy them.
I hear you.
From divers or shell shops.
Now, I know that education is important to you for kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you do seminars a couple times. What was your educational experience like?
Well, it was many faceted. It wasn't just in a school. I think my first jazz education was at home. You know, my mother and father met at a Count Basie dance.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, so they were big band aficionados. That was the dance music of their day.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I was young, they took me to see Duke. I actually saw Duke Ellington's real band with Duke Ellington playing piano, not a ghost band, you know,
wow.
The real band. And I remember at the Oakland Auditorium, 57, Coleman Hawkins was the guest soloist, and Ella Fitzgerald was the guest vocalist. And I had just started playing trombone that year in the fourth grade. I didn't know what they were doing, but it got me. I mean, I got the bug, you know. I said, oh, man, I want to play that music someday.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, I heard all the big bands, Basie and Woody Herman, Kenton. And then I played in the school bands coming up. But then the real finishing education was like, first of all, the first big one was Ray Charles.
Wow, yeah.
Then Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers.
Oh, yeah.
And Rahsaan and Woody Shaw. Hugh Masekela, Dizzy, Lester Bowie, McCoy Tyner, you know, and on, I could go on and on.
All those colleges, you know, the College of Art, Blake.
And then in the Latin world, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, man.
Because I played with all the guys in, you know, Tito and Mongo and Eddie and all these people, man, you know.
Just great to talk to you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank
my
you.
Pleasure. All right.
And now from his album Spirit Man, his latest work, here's a song entitled Funky Thing. The great Steve Turay performing at the Detroit Jazz Festival and playing for us right now on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
The great alto saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthappa will be performing his salute to Charlie Parker titled Bird Calls, all original songs with a salute to Charlie Parker, that one titled Man, Thanks for Coming. He'll also be joining us next week here on Jazz America, as I had a chance to speak with him backstage at the Newport Jazz Festival, too. So let's don't get ahead of ourselves. We got lots more to cover on this edition of Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a simple message I received from Richard Dedzel from Tema, Ghana, with a simple subject line, shout out. And it reads as follows: shout out to all graduating students of International Community College, Ghana. Well, Richard, it is my pleasure to wish all of those graduates the very best in their future. And maybe a little music will help you and them celebrate. Here's a taste of the sound of Detroit from one of the greats of Detroit Jazz of the day today. He's going to be all over the stages of the Detroit Jazz Festival in his hometown. Coming up Labor Day holiday weekend, he is the great saxophonist James Carter. And here's his song, Motown Mash. Motown, of course, that's the nickname for Detroit, Michigan. It's from his album, Layin' the Cut, here on VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
Celebration, moving in my nothing blues forever. Me and you, say now,
no, no, nothing.
Gospel, such a big part of jazz history, and jazz history made in Detroit as well. That is the man from West Africa who now makes the USA his home, Richard Bona, the terrific vocalist and bassist and composer and band leader, with Yara's Blues from his album, The Ten Shades of the Blues. He'll be performing, bringing a little international flair to the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival. Another of the gentlemen from another part of the world who'll be bringing his unique vision of modern jazz to the stage at the Detroit Jazz Festival this year is the man from Kingston, Jamaica, Monty Alexander. Here's some conversation I had with him not long ago, and we'll follow that with some live performance by his great band, the Harlem Kingston Express. The first time I ever heard jazz, my mother played a song for me, and it went something like this. It was a big band. What was the first music you ever heard that you knew was jazz, and what did it say to you?
I never knew jazz when it wasn't jazz when it was jazz. I just heard music. I heard music, and maybe something said, "Oh, that's complicated stuff that guy's playing." I'm not sure. I guess that must be jazz, because I wanted music to be able to be relating to everybody. You know, it's funny, even to this day when I'm playing. Maybe in the back of my mind, I'm thinking I'm not playing anything complicated here. I'm just playing as simply as I can and enjoy what I'm doing, and everybody can enjoy it. But I heard, you know, Jamaica was this place that provided just a great, just like America was back in the early 50s, mid 50s, late 40s, you would just hear music. The one radio station would have JBC, or it was actually RJR, Radio Jamaica. Mm-hmm. When it was music, they'd play a song that might be called semi-classical, or they'd play a country western song, or they'd play a calypso song from a local performer, or they would play something that sounded like blues or something, you know, and you'd hear everything. It was just a balance. So you didn't think about categories. You just, maybe you thought about that particular individual, what he did, you know. And I was a kid, I just heard music, music. And then the piano player that I remember that got me in terms of when you snap your fingers was Eddie Haywood. Eddie Haywood.
Oh.
I heard Eddie Haywood, and not only that, but I would listen to the records because he had popular songs that John Q. Public could relate to. And he had some quote-unquote hit records of the day. And I loved it because it was just this man playing with a bass player and a drummer. And I would learn it off the record. I played it. I was able to play what Eddie Haywood was playing. Maybe not exactly. And guess what? Eddie came to Jamaica. And my dad was the great encourager. And he would take me around, and maybe when I was 8 years old, 10 years old, to go see the musicians play. And he saw how delighted I was sitting on the edge of the chair and going up to meet Mr. Adams or Mr. Wranglin or Mr. whoever. And Eddie came to Jamaica. My dad took me to the concert, and somehow he got it that I would meet Eddie Haywood.
This is Gary Burton, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on the Voice of America.
Another of the performances featuring the artist in residence this year at the Detroit Jazz Festival, Pat Metheny. That's Gary Burton and Pat Metheny from their live quartet recording, preceded by live music from Monty Alexander and his Harlem Kingston Express. And here's another great live performance, just like we'll hear at Detroit this year, Maria Schneider and her orchestra from Live at the Jazz Standard, the album Days of Wine and Roses, and the song That Old Black Magic on Jazz America from VOA 1. Magic, one of the talented ladies, the award-winning composer, arranger, and bandleader Maria Schneider, leading her group at the Detroit Jazz Festival this year. Hope you enjoyed that and all the other participants in the festival. Just Google Detroit Jazz Festival and you'll get the complete lineup for the 4 days in the Motor City. This is Russ Davis, and on the next edition of Jazz America, we'll return for our part two of our celebration of the Newport Jazz Festival as we talk to four of the reigning kings of jazz, Rudresh Mahanthappa, Pat Martino, Michelle Camilo, and Kenny Garrett. We'll speak with them and hear their music on the next Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.